Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, today. This is comedian Organic OK. And the name of the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Be the Change for the Future. So I know for those that actually had seen the name title COMEDYOOO 41963. So what that is, that name title is technically Organic OK October 41963. So that's a comedian name that I use too. So that's the name that you see on there. So that's what it stands for. So but the other part with the comedy part is it's comedy Organic October 41963. Guess what? Comedian OK is going to just keep it simple because some people don't remember. I know there's a lot of names I've heard that the people, I don't remember their name, but I definitely appreciate their talents and their craft. So I wanted to kind of put those things together. Makes sense, right?
Yes. It makes more than one sense. And people right now, this is the voice of talk, dude. I just thought I'd crash for, well, the narrative show. I was just feeling
it. Yeah, so Talk Dude hung out with us. I know a couple of days ago, Talk Dude was on the show. But you got to understand, this gentleman has been on for a while. So the show is, you know, as you're going to hear me eating, I'm chewing on some chips.
Oh, my God, I don't want to play back on the radio. I was going to say, you're going to do that on the show?
Oh. Okay, cool.
No, I'm not here to tell you how to do your show. I mean, you do your show.
Then you're not. You already said it already. So, anyway, the show today is based around a couple things. Now, this show is based around, for those who never heard it, this show today is based around battered men, unbattered men, and battered people as collective group. So you say this is all organic, right? Yeah, it's organic, right? So one of the big concerns that we face is dealing with the opportunity to grow and have the opportunity that people really want to share. Now, I just co-host on the show today, comedian Talk Dude. Yes, I appreciate Talk Dude taking this time today to come out and, you know, join us for this episode. Seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. And some of those wanted to understand more about battered men and unbattered men and battered life conditions that this show is based around in some capacity. So one of the things is the show is not just based on the actual label, what you think battered men is as a man is being attacked from a woman. Battered men is different things that destroys men, and it happens in different ways. Is that not right?
Yeah, man, that sounds poignant. Or so what you meant exactly. And you got so eloquent and stilted there for a moment, but I'm like, what the hell do you mean?
Oh, okay. See, he's playing the position almost as you would allow, you know, the crash course to happen. He's going through the elements of, you know, but he's come on the other side, so he has to have a different kind of dedication than others. So he's actually, in a sense, he's doing all the, you know, stunt devil and, you know, stunt actor of this actual transitioning. So let's say thank you for taking your time to be the stunt actor in the stunt life.
But keep in mind, I'm not here to heckle or just be comic relief. I'm perplexed. It perplexes.
All right.
Please, drop some science.
All right, so what you tend to have is this is set up as if we were talking about the life body of what you would need. Yes, your ankle, yes, your knee, yes, your shoulder. And with the battered band, it's all different components of things that people are, in a sense, you know, connecting to this part of a man, but in a way that it's almost like they are, you know, castrating the actual element of what growth is. Because if anything that it was connected to a man, then a man should be able to allow to grow with that. There's nothing that a man should be imitated that he shouldn't be able to grow to. He should be able to have that life ability that people are inspired by for whatever their actual internal understanding is, right? So in a sense, if you get wealthy off the infrastructure of what a man is labeled as, actually given to the man to actually enjoy himself, then you exploited the actual man. You took advantage of what the man is as what he is as he grow in different ways. Do you understand now somewhat?
I'm enlightened. I'm a changed man. I was blind, but now I see. Thanks, man. You gave me a vision.
So tell the viewers, based on your understanding, what you're getting here.
Here's what I'm getting. No one should be battered. No one should be kept down. No one should be kept. No one should basically have their legs broken again and again, and to the point that they can never stand.
Right. We must understand what capacity that the man is being not giving this freedom to grow, where he can actually become better in ways that he's naturally evolving, where places where he's not necessarily being brought to the table to be castrated. He's brought to the table because he's embraced, right? So if you're bringing a man to the table for all these different things, all these different psychological things, all these different meaningful things, all these different connecting things, all these different life-changing things, all these different life-value things, then the man, as a provider, he'd be providing his essence. His soul would be more important, and he would be connecting to that moment at the table of the thought, the table of being, the table of looking like something that a person wants to emulate, the greatness that the man is connecting to, the wealth and the title and the actual, you know, inventory that it's giving and providing, because that is another element. The nurturing, caring as a man lifts up and gives the connection. What do you say about that?
It's about time.
Okay. So, the show, we tend to want to talk to someone that is not dealing with battered experience. The experience of someone that is necessarily clearing the freedom where it gets dusty, where the uniform is being groomed and taken care of. Because if so many people don't understand how this freedom and how we clean the actual space of where a man is becoming and falling under this very vulnerable, you know, place, you know, in his ideas and where his actual, you know, life is taking him to on his path, right? This is as we talk about how the actual path of a woman that see things in a way that connect the man, right? Because if we look at all the elements of how women and men connect on so many different levels, are we truly getting the understanding of where their parts are being connected? Truly. Are we really allowing women to really feel the parts and the actual connection? Are we allowing the young man that's not quite grown or not quite the age? Are we really giving him the freedom? The young lady, are we really giving her the freedom to see where she's eventually going to be? Are we changing this actual platform? Are we? Is anyone really free? Are we taking this actual part of freedom and making it opposition, where we are just peeing them to the cheese grater, and we just like, it's like, oh, you're gonna do this? You young, you gotta do. We take a lot of young people and make them work hard, or make them seem like they're not important when we know that they're important. You know, it's so many people that've been traumatized because they've been given a short end of the stick. You know, once you start freeing people's ability to be better, you start welding, and you start connecting the actual inventory that's going to be traveling across to, you know, carry for others to actually be able to see the better moments.
You have to ask the question, how do we basically spark that fire and whatever? No. I think it takes, this is an invaluable thing we're doing basically on the air right now, you know, setting that fire, that brush fire in people's minds. But in a way, I think it's going to take even more than that. I mean, the question is, well, really, how do we get everyone listening to this who needs this, to admit they need it and do something about it? Don't just sit there listening and nodding. Stand up. How do we light that spark, the towering in front of the world, ignite, that will basically set the whole world ablaze? Well, how do we? What does this need? What does this need exactly? People, are you listening? Are you with us on this? Are you listening to this? Are you thinking after this is over, like, it's not just us to listen to this and think they got a point. Are you sitting to yourself right now and thinking, you know what, I'm going to change my life? No, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in the next 5 minutes. But dang it, I'm going to start making a little daily resolution every single day until before I know it, there's going to be some change. This world is going to look different. That's a thing. That's a necessity. And it's all within our power.
So, like, you have directed some more of the solar power energy that we can recharge when we are at a vulnerable place and able to recharge from the moments that we are very desperate in our vulnerable abilities, that cares so much more than we have been free to believe that it existed. What do you feel? It is a part of the connecting parts of your being. And when we connect to these parts, and truly, no, because it's parts of you that you're unbalanced. So it's so important to have balancing moments that, you know, lay and pitch your body and pitch your, you know, vibration levels in order so you can have more, you know, connecting. You know, if you was hungry and people was, you know, collectively giving you what you needed, how many people would it take? Wouldn't there be many people to give you really what you needed to make you to be satisfied to the maximum of what your ability was? You'd be overwhelmed if someone, you know, at that level would just take that interest, right? Think about it. If you couldn't walk and 300,000 people volunteered to help you walk and carry you, how far would you actually travel? You'd be able to travel anywhere your mind imaginably could actually think about it, because people would collectively carry you.
Speaking personally, I'm the type that subscribes to the mantra, the philosophy that you shouldn't be carried. You should be a journeyman. You should take, like a nomad tribe, everyone with each other, all marching, all leading towards that goal. Now, what's wrong with the mantra, mountain, get out of my way? But no, it's more like, I'm going to take one step at a time, and I'm going to climb that mountain until...
But at the same time, we have to understand exactly the pathway. Like, we can't, you know, think that, you know, everything that we're creating is actually the same wavelength of, you know, the actual measurements for that actual task. You know, if you're measuring actual inside, you know, event space where it was holding several thousands of people, could you use that same measurement size, say, measure my actual body. It would be too much lymph. Too much lymph to actually be left over. It'd be like, why would you use something that this long to measure? You could just get something reduced. Right? So we right now we have 15 after 6.
15 after the hour here. Let's keep a calling.
Yeah, but people are not going to necessarily call in today, I don't think. But they can call in, but they call in today. We're not open the lines to talk to anybody. Just let you know today. You can try to call in. Just let you know. But we will, you know, eventually, you know, open the lines in the future so people could actually talk to us and have comments. You know, they have things they want to say. You know, what is, you know, on your path, like, we technically, within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be technically up and running onto, you know, YouTube. That's what we're going to be doing. We have a platform where you can see us, and then you can actually comment. That sounds better, right? We'll make that available as soon as possible. In the next couple of weeks coming. What happened to the show? We was talking about, remember, I was talking about a couple of days later, we're going to actually have the show platform had a name change on the platform. And it's not technically clear at this moment of what happened, but do you recognize your life and where it's going at this point in time? The viewers out there, do you connect with the elements that connect your life to free, you know, free all these thoughts and give you more connection to wealth in your soul? What do you feel? Talk, dude. Tell us what's going on. What do you feel? How do you think these listeners?
I mean that I have this burning desire to do something. It feels like things are bad because I want to do something with this. All of it. I hope others will join me. Because you see, people are stuck in a mindset where they expect to work like politics. We just elect the right guy.
Oh, hold on a second. This show is not about politics, sir. Please don't confuse us.
I don't mean a literal politics. I'm talking about people just getting together and just doing something. Unite.
Well, everybody, do you relate to that point of view? Do you relate to? Can you give us a little insight how your point of view of changing in your opposition? Do you feel like some point in time you're going to accomplish your goal that you put forth?
Let's see. For this program, even the title, being the change for the past, being the change for the future, I'm going to try to find some way where I'm not just going to be a guy stuck doing a job. I'm going to do something, some kind of importance. I think everybody should. Everybody should. Okay, you know what? Give me a mantra. I mean, what do you personally suggest? It's your show.
Well, this is my show, but this is almost like an entertainment place where people that need to understand their abilities and things that they're, you know, on their destiny. It is the list that's created to accomplish and free others through our connecting, you know, of sharing. And, you know, as we do this, we will, you know, give more people, you know, the understanding you are not here to be, you know, not caring and enjoying life. Life is here for you to enjoy. It's here for you to enjoy. And people, as you tune in, you start seeing people look for the love that carries through the actual enjoyment of spaces that we have had a hard time, you know, finding our way. So we're at 6:20, and this is Comedian Organic OK. And the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past being a change for the future. And then I have the guest talk dude, and he's been giving us some, you know, things that he experienced and things, you know, on our path. So talk dude, you got any more things you wanna tell us?
Okay. Here it is. All the basic delving has been going around in all four corners of the globe.
Yeah, so one of the things that, you know, we have been, you know, contributing, because he's what he's going to talk about is about, you know, the cleaning up. We're doing it, but this is not the show.
Put that aside, okay. Every single person, say what? Just make the daily resolution to be a better person today. In the next 20 minutes that you have, that's the first step. Believe me, if everyone does that, it will be a major change in the process.
Is it right? Well, thank you for listening to this program today. And this program here is to connect you to the lifestyle that your soul have been requesting for some time. And even those that feel like they have the understanding of where they need to be, it's so many components that we are unveiling as we live in care, and the actual opening of the greater being is truly remarkable within so many greater opportunities that we have connect with.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank your thoughts. Thank your freedom. Thank this moment that we are carrying through. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK. And I'm definitely grateful for having the opportunity to carry and connect to this show and carry the whole show. That can really move our destiny.
I haven't already said. I'll pick a topic real quick and I'll elaborate on it. Just pick a topic.
All right. If you have not figured out the destiny that your path have been destined to actually uplift and give you the clearance that you desire in your deepest moments, but you see someone that connect to you and give you the desire, that inspiration through their, you know, moments that they figured out. Now you're seeing the life elements connect. Then you see people that won't see the disaster that they are pitting through the trash bins. All they see is trash go there, so why do I have to maintain any cleanliness in my soul, in my life? But if you don't recognize is that trash get out there, you look more like bigger trash because you're connecting to that. And you are the mascot. You are the labels that people want to see. Some people see this outside of this setting. They say, oh, that's trash. That's trash. You know, connecting to you. So it's so important that you recognize what you're doing, people, how you're treating them, and how this actually affects the greater being when we truly connect. Words to say?
I'm transfixed. I'm changed. I'm forever moved by you. I'm forever moved by today's show. Thanks for having me in. And honestly, everyone, please, get involved. It's time. It's past time. It was time yesterday. It was time last year. Where is everybody?
Yes, I have not forgot you. but I was taking the time to connect with your deepest moments. As you have been saying, you have been looking with someone to cheer your great blessings. And I've been saying, as I was a meal, that serving you a moment to be connecting and be uplifted. That sound that you hear was you being carried and being expressed as we enjoy entertainment, as we enjoy the connection of the highlighted moment. We are at the end of the program. We've got a few moments left of this show program today. And the day is September 17th, 2020. And today is a heated temperature that heats great desserts from the oven to the stove that's on top. We stir up greatness, and greatness come out with taste. We must recognize all these elements, because the element is going to be embraced by our actions that we connect inside of our greater moments. We are going to be one more part that actually give you the greater gifts in exciting moments. A couple minutes left. And this guest we have, if you have anything to say, I will wrap them up. Do you have anything you want to tell them? Let them know about your show. You got that show that you're doing on Wednesdays, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have a show program that you do on Wednesdays.
Okay, the 3 minutes we have left, I'll say about this. Easy. I talk about basically what it's like to be painful, struggle we go through, what we're all about, what I had to go through, and how it's still struggle to overcome every day, and how some people are just less forgiving than others. And I don't know. But it still needs to be. Anywho.
He just graffitied words that were spelled backwards. You had to read backwards to pick up.
I talk too quickly, but...
I'm just saying that. A message, you got to send a page. You can't let people live and then suffer people's soul with this not living that devastated them.
On behalf of the disabled. That's what the show is about.
No, the show is not about disabled.
Well, maybe.
That show you're doing is disabled, but this show is not disabled.
I thought you were asking me about my show. I mean,
yeah, I thought you were going to wrap it up. I know you're going to like go into it like it's the whole 30-minute episode about your show.
It's not. I was just doing a plug at the end in the few dying moments there are.
Right. He said it. What's the name of your show? Just give you the name of your title. What's the name
of your
show?
Can't find you, but we found ourselves.
Okay. What time can they find the show and what day of the week?
Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
How long is the show for?
30 minutes.
And what's your name?
Talk.
Okay.
That's Talk Dude, and she was talking over me. Damn animatronic. Backseat Charlie. Just like that nasty. What was the bar for last call, flash in the flash. That's why I told everybody.
Yeah, this is comedian Organic OK. And we have been granted the opportunity to present this show. It's called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. This show is scheduled for 6 o'clock to 6:30. Take everybody in the future and in this present moment to recognize you as the time has changed for beautiful moments. Take care, everybody. This is comedian Organic OK. And like I say, comedian Talk Dude for participating in the show. Take care. Happy birthday to those birthdays today.